Spencer Brown joins us now, managing editor over at Town Hall. Spencer, good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
What is happening in this fight in Pennsylvania?
That's a great question. I worry you may have overpromised there that I can explain what is going on, because I don't know for sure that anyone actually knows exactly what's going on right now. It has, like you said, been a week since the Keystone State voters turned out, Republicans and Democrats. As you mentioned, we know the Democrat side has their winner, but the Republican side, a week later, still is not apparently any closer to deciding who is going to be their nominee. And as of right now, out of about 1.34 million ballots cast on the Republican side in the primary last week, Dr. Mehmet Oz is up by 982 votes as last check against David McCormick, who's also running there as a Republican.
And they have a recount, a mandatory recount law? So, like, if it's within a certain number of votes, a recount gets initiated. But we're just still waiting on the first phase, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's correct. Pennsylvania has an automatic trigger for a recount if it's within 0.5%, which obviously 982 out of 1.3 million is definitely within that. So even once they finish just tabulating the first set of ballot counting, then we're going to have to do it all over again in order to get through the recount. But yesterday, the big development was David McCormick, who came sort of from behind after the early results had come in last Tuesday coming out of nowhere. Dr. Oz took the lead. McCormick is now filing a lawsuit demanding that the state election officials count ballots that are missing a date on the outer envelope. And that's something that's required in Pennsylvania law, but it's something that he's trying to get changed in order to help him. Apparently his team thinks that will help him get the votes back that he needs to take the lead.
You can just retroactively negate the law? You can just say that, well, don't follow that law, and then I'll win this race?
Well, it set off not just sort of upending what's going on in Pennsylvania as these county election officials are counting things, but it's also dragged the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party of Pennsylvania into things. Late last night, I was able to confirm with an RNC official that they were going to oppose this lawsuit and was against allowing these undated ballots to be counted in the primary. And that was backed up again today. You've had a countersuit filed by the RNC, joined by the Pennsylvania GOP. And they're basically saying that this is about election integrity, and you can't just change the rules, as you just referenced, halfway through ballots being counted or more than halfway through.
Yes.
Interestingly, yesterday you had Mark Elias, the very shady Democrat lawyer, coming out and saying that what David McCormick is doing is what he was planning on doing in the general election there this fall in order to make sure that more votes could be counted, even if they didn't technically meet the requirements.
So Mark Elias is already declaring up front that he wants ballots that lack the proper markings to be counted in this race coming up in November?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So he sort of said the quiet part out loud probably before he was intending to, hoping to kind of wait until, you know, closer to November or even after Election Day.
Yes.
In the midterms. And instead now he's saying, you know, after trying to upend so many other elections in 2020 and
yes,
trying to get Clinton in the presidency in 2016, he's saying, oh, this Republican is doing my work for me, which is just, again, making it even more messy.
But you understand why he's doing that. He's trying to be provocative here. He likes watching the civil war between Republicans from the outside, and he's trying to stoke that, realizing, hey, if I can throw in with one of these guys and say he's doing the right thing, that could cause these Republicans to be more at each other's throats. I mean, you know, this race has, of course, already been contentious in the lead up to Election Day, everyone kind of jockeying to be considered the pro-Trump candidate, Dr. Oz securing the actual endorsement of Donald Trump. And now it comes down to under 1,000 votes, and you've got McCormick saying, count the undated absentee ballots. Spencer, those undated ballots, whose responsibility was it to put the date on the ballots? Was it the voter themselves, or are we talking postmarks or something here?
Nope, it's up to the voters. So in Pennsylvania, these mail-in ballots or absentee ballots, there's just a couple of things you have to do once you've filled out the ballot. It involves putting them in an inner envelope and then in an outer envelope that requires a signature from the voter and a date. And part of the case that McCormick is making here is that the date that the voter puts on it is actually sort of immaterial to whether the ballot is actually valid, because when the ballots are received by the county election officials, they stamp them with a date stamp as in when they were received in order to determine if they made it in by the deadline. But again, there's the law on the books in Pennsylvania that requires that date on the outside of the envelope as filled out by the voter that McCormick is now saying just shouldn't matter.
Right. Follow the rules. It's pretty straightforward. I remember, you know, being in high school, we had to take the SATs. Like, you get penalized if you mess up your name. All right. So, I mean, if you screw things up, like, you fail. Like, your job is to fill out the very few things that are necessary on a ballot to successfully vote in an election.
Well, yeah, and it's not that much to ask somebody to put a date on the outside of a ballot in order to make sure it's counted. And I think people sometimes take for granted how seriously a lot of Americans take the election. You know, when I was in college and I was voting by absentee, I took that very seriously to make sure that it would actually be counted. And so them acting like these requirements that are in place in Pennsylvania law can just be sort of cast aside in order to make it, you know, easier to count more ballots in one party's side thinking that they have the lead in, just kind of negates what Americans, the effort that they put into participating in the democratic process. And like you mentioned, it's been just messy from the start, even sort of on election night. And shortly thereafter, you had President Trump, who endorsed Dr. Oz, telling Oz on Truth Social that he should just declare victory and let everybody else figure it out. So it's definitely not something that's settled. And as we mentioned before, you know, we're headed probably to a recount unless all of a sudden there's a ton of ballots found somewhere. And so whatever this call is initially won't even be the final call. And this is going to stretch on for even longer. And with both of these top two candidates having significant campaign war chests and personal wealth, this is a legal battle that could continue for quite a while, which is not where Republicans' focus should be right now.
And it also seems like another black eye for Pennsylvania's election system. So this is not a primary election that's being administered by the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. It's being overseen by the Department of State, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So this is the county election officials that would oversee the general election as well. And this is not the only issue that's sort of arisen from the election officials. Even last Tuesday on election night, there were a couple of situations in areas in Pennsylvania's Amish country near Lancaster where invalid ballots were turned up in that the barcode on them couldn't be read by the machines. And so in that case, election officials actually had to go through these ballots that were unable to be read but were considered legitimate and read out what the votes were, copy those votes onto ballots that would be read, and then submit them. So this is, it seems as though they didn't learn a lot from the 2020 election and the recounts and everything else up there as far as making sure that there was confidence that Pennsylvania's election officials could run an election well and have sort of a clear result in a timely manner.
Is there any energy among the state legislature to fix what is obviously a problem right now going into the general election in November when it comes to the dating on these ballots, or is it not a problem in the sense that it's already the law, get the date correct or else your ballot's thrown out?
Yeah, well, I think the interesting part, you know, referencing the other issues that we saw on last week's primary election, most of, if not all, of the sort of election systems, the ballots, the ballot readers, the system that they process this through, the state decided to keep from 2020. And so even after what we saw 2 years ago, not even going on, didn't provide any sort of motivation for them to take a second look at it and reform things. You know, thinking back to what Florida did after the debacle that was the recount and everything down there, they took action very quickly and made sure that their elections are some of the most efficient, accurate, and trusted in the country. It does not seem like Pennsylvania learned anything, like I said, from 2020 in so far that they just stuck with the system they had before. And it's already not going well, you know, with 168 some days till the midterms.
Yeah, the real insurrection is when you make it so that we can't have confidence in our election systems. That's genuinely that's the big problem, the real threat to democracy here. Spencer Brown, thank you, managing editor at Town Hall. Thanks for giving us some look into that.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.